Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. House Republicans proposed a $20.9 billion budget for agriculture and food safety programs yesterday, an 82-page bill that challenges the White House on nutrition rules and denies major new funding sought by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to better regulate the derivatives market. The CFTC is seeking $280 million. The GOP budget allows for a modest $3 million increase to $218 million. In the case of nutrition programs, the House bill seeks to open the door for starchy white potatoes to be added to the list of qualified vegetables under the WIC supplemental feeding program for pregnant women and their young children. The Agriculture Department excluded white potatoes from its list of approved items in 2009 because it argued they do not contain enough nutritional value and people should not be encouraged to buy them. The Agriculture Department would also be required to establish a waiver process for local school districts which have found it too costly to comply with tougher nutrition standards for school lunch and breakfast programs. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending May the 18th. The numbers look like this. Corn planted 73% versus 59% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 76%. Corn emerged 34% last week versus 18% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 42%. Soybeans planted 33% versus 20% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 38%. Soybeans emerged 9% versus the five-year average of 11%. Winter wheat conditions, good to excellent, 29%. That's down 1 percentage point from a week ago. Fair, 27%. Poor, 22%. And very poor, 22%. Spring wheat planted, 49% versus 34% last week. And the five-year rolling average is 68%. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 111,000 metric tons of option origin soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,449, down 32 points. The NASDAQ, 3609, down 4.25. The S&P 500 is 1879, down 3.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It looks like spring is officially here. Most of the Midwest temperatures this morning are running in the 60s, even a couple of 70-degree temperatures in the south. Not quite so warm, I suppose, across the north, where we do have some fog across Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin and some rain still occurring in Michigan. It was a rainy day yesterday across and last night across parts of Wisconsin and portions of Minnesota. Several locations up in that way reported some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rainfall. That was not welcome in Wisconsin or Minnesota, where they're struggling so hard to try to get into those fields and get the work done. But the rest of the Midwest was dry yesterday, or mostly, and it looks like the temperatures were starting to recover from these unusually cold conditions that we had over the weekend and last week. It's hard to believe that we were dealing with frost and freezes just several days ago, and this morning we are so balmy out. And it looks like the warm weather is going to be with us for a good week to 10 days. That is great news. We're going to stimulate warmer soil temperatures and quicker crop development rates and faster drying as well. And that's all going to spell a very good environment for additional field work as well as aggressive crop development. We do have some rain in the forecast, though. I can't make it all roses here. It does look as though the precipitation that occurs in this next several-day period is not going to be all that impressive. There is a warm front, though, that will be developing in portions of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. as we move through the next 2 days. And that warm front will likely create a few showers and thunderstorms. Now, as far as the eastern parts of the lower Midwest is concerned, there probably will be a handful of showers that will occur a little later tonight and tomorrow as that same frontal boundary starts to slip through the region. So some of this rain that's in Michigan today will work its way southward into parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And we'll see the rain totals from this event probably run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 5/10 of an inch. There may be a couple of strong thunderstorms in there, but most of the precipitation will be relatively brief and light. The frontal boundary does go stationary, though, as we get into the day on Thursday in the lower parts of the Midwest, and that's when we'll start seeing the showers and thunderstorms becoming a little bit more significant in Missouri back into parts of Nebraska. The frontal system will lift back to the north, and we'll see some showers scattering through the upper parts of the Midwest, but all of the focused energy in the atmosphere is going to be recentered on the central and southern U.S. plains, and specifically in hard red winter wheat country, as an upper-level low-pressure system moves into some of that region as we get into the Thursday through Tuesday period of next week. Over that multi-day period, there's going to be some substantial rains in hard red winter wheat country, and we'll likely see an end to all of those terribly stressful conditions that have been prevailing since the 1st of January, and, of course, in some areas, the drought's been going on since 2010. This isn't going to be drought-busting rains, however, but it will be certainly an easement of the drought conditions, and some of the winter wheat crop in parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado will improve. Unfortunately, the rain comes too late for the southern plains to benefit very much, but there will still be a big plus for some of the summer crops down that way. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 781 and three quarters, up 13. Soft July wheat, 681, up 6.5. July corn, 477.5, now a quarter, now 77 even, down a quarter. December, 475.25, down a half. July soybeans, 1496, up 10.75. November, 1251.5, up 12.75. July soybean meal, 496.90, up 6.50. July soybean oil, 4030, it's now 4032, down 10. June live cattle, 139.27.5, down 12.5. May feeders, 188.75, up 27.5. June lean hogs, 119.22.5, and they are down 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete. Oh, well. Pete must have put me on hold. Hello, Pete. There you are. Well, it looks to me like the run isn't done with November soybeans.
No, I don't think it is. I think, you know, we've been down, we've been up, we've been down, we've been up, and it doesn't look like it's over with either July or November. They're still worried about the planting pace. We're only five behind the five-year average, but if you look at the northern belt, not much done there in Minnesota or Wisconsin or especially the Dakotas. But that's true of the corn also in the Dakotas, only 17% done. But that date of May 25th up there, they might just have corn they don't plant, which they have every year. 33% planted, they expect that to be 60 next week. The corn was 73% planted. They expect that to be 85 next week. They're planting right now in the Dakotas. Iowa made good progress last week at 84 on corn, and they're higher than Illinois on beans. I think they're at, I can't remember what the number was, but they had more beans planted than Illinois did.
So what do you think November soybeans are good for?
Well, I think you can still look at that 13 as a possible goal. They've had that as a goal a long time, and we went back to 12-17 yesterday. A lot of people didn't think that, but we boomed right back up. And the same way on old crop July, we hit 1501 today. What was the highs on those? I still think we're in a back and forth range. in the beans, whereas corn, pretty much we went through the sport areas, and we're going to have trouble getting it to go very far to the upside.
Did the market get ahead of itself in corn at all, given what you talked about in the northern tier of states?
I don't really think so. I think they think that we've got plenty of stuff planted, and we'll have plenty more planted, and we'll have a bigger crop than expected. I think the big thing on corn is what's the rest of the world going to produce, and what's that crop like? It's not just what it's like here.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn trading 480 up 2 3/4. December 478 up 2 1/4. July soybeans 1498 up 12 3/4. September 1309.5 up 16 1/4. November 1254 up 15 1/4. July soybean meal 497.70 up 720. July soybean oil 4029 down 13 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.